morning, we continue Chayadam, Klach of Beis, Simon Vav. Lo yispalo b'tzad rabbi, b'lo yilacharav, b'lo b'fonav, k'shu rabbi muvik, shalom ad-roiv chachmosu mimenu, o'gor al-ador, v'nir li d'huadin aviv. Elam ken hirchik d'aladamas. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says a person should not daven parallel to his Rebbe, not behind his Rebbe, not in front of his Rebbe, unless there's a distance of 4 amos, which is considered as if he's outside of the Rishus and not davening together. Now, this halach of Rabbi, the Chayalim explains, either means a Rabba Muvik. Rabba Muvik is an individual which is the source of a person's Rav Chochmosoi. That could be in one way. By young children, this is a possible thing. A child learns a certain amount in fifth grade. He goes into sixth grade. And as the year progresses, he's learned a tremendous amount from his sixth grade Rebbe to the point that now that is his Rabbi Muvik. By the time a person gets into Beis Medrash, it's very uncommon. Some suggest the Rebbe, which teaches the person a Derech HaLimud, which the person, if the Talmud then follows that Derech HaLimud, that becomes the Rabbi Muvik of the Talmud. So it's not so clear if we have a Rabbi Muvik nowadays, the way our system works. We have multiple teachers teaching us. The Gadol HaDor, if it's somebody who's agreed upon by all individuals that this person is the leader of the generation in his Torah stature. But the Chayyadim adds a halacha which is not in the Gemara, that this applies to a father as well. So now this becomes as opposed to being a very rare application of this halacha to a Rabbi Muvik or to the Gadol HaDor, which we might not daven with them regularly. We daven with our parents regularly. So a person needs to give a space of Dalai Lamas. So what do we do in a shul? Vadavka, so the Chayyadim continues and says, Vadavka kshim yispa'al b'yachid al v'tzibur v'sed yishibosar kach is mutter. In shul, but this is just the way it's set up that the people should be seated for davening, that's not a problem. There are three reasons given in halacha why we are machmer on this halacha, it's a Gemara, why this is so. One is there's an element of gaiva involved. I look like I'm comfortable davening next to my Rebbe, which I think that I'm in some way comparable to him. When the person's davening behind the Rebbe, added to the issue of in front of the Rebbe is an element of Yura, parallel to the Rebbe is an element of Yura. Yura, it means gaiva, a certain arrogance and haughtiness. But the fact that I'm comfortable davening in front of my Rebbe or parallel to him, davening behind him, what's the problem with that? So that two other reasons are given. One is because it looks like he's bowing to his Rebbe. His Rebbe's so chasha to him, he's standing behind his Rebbe and he's bowing to him. So I'm standing behind somebody else in shul, there's no reason why I should want to bow to that person. We don't perceive that as a possibility. But over here, by the Rebbe, it would look like that. Alternatively, the third reason which is given for this halacha of Achurov, there are three reasons given for these halachas. One applies when it's parallel to the person, or when he's davening parallel to the Rebbe or in front of him. And two apply when he's behind. One is because he's looking like he's being mishachav to the Rebbe. The second reason is because it can actually cause the Rebbe tsar. How is it causing the Rebbe tsar? A difficulty, because if the Rebbe's finished davening Shemoneh Esrei, the Talmud has not finished davening Shemoneh Esrei, the Rebbe cannot take three steps back. He's forced to remain in his position, and that's inappropriate that the Talmud should create that type of situation and impose it upon the Rebbe. So that's improper to do. So if you move away four amos, so that almost solves the problem. It solves the problem of Yura. I'm not davening in front of him. I'm in a different place. I'm not davening parallel to him. I'm in a different place. It does not look like I'm being mishtachavet to him because we're in two different places. But the issue of being mitzar the Rebbe, actually, the Mishnah Berurah points out, is you would need a little bit more distance. You would need the space for the Rebbe to take three steps back. And the luck is I cannot take three steps back, even though I'm Dalai Lama's beyond the person. If when I take my three steps back, I'll be with it as Dalai Lamas. And I can't be walking within the person's Dalai Lamas while the person is still davening Shemoneh Esrei. So for this to be solved, you need that there should be space for the Rebbe's three steps back, and then four amas between where the Rebbe would stand and where the Talmud is davening. Then the Talmud could daven behind. But in shul, all of this is irrelevant. What's much more common is relevant is davening by a Sheva Brocha, is davening by a Chasna, davening by a Shiva house, where there's no set places. So then a child should be careful not to daven next to their father or in front of their father, or even behind their father in such a way that they're getting involved in any of these issues. Have a good day.